And now to a very different kind of scientific discovery, one made right here in our nation's capital. In fact, it was made inside the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. Kenton Stufflebeam, a fifth grader from Allegan, Michigan, was visiting last December when he noticed something not quite right. The museum's Tower of Time referred to the Precambrian as an era. And that, young Mr. Stufflebeam declared, was an error. Kenton Stufflebeam joins us now by telephone. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
How did you know that you were right and that what the Smithsonian Tower of Time said about the Precambrian was wrong?
Well, my teacher, Mr. Chapman,
mm-hmm.
he was putting up a timeline on all the eras.
Mm-hmm.
And so he accidentally put down the Precambrian era, and
mm-hmm.
he ripped the whole thing down and said, kids, always remember that the Precambrian is not an era. It's just the Precambrian. And so that just stuck in my mind. And then when I went to the museum, I saw it was wrong. And I commented on it. And I guess I got the reply and I was right.
Well, if the Precambrian is not an era, what is it?
Well, it's broken up into three eons. And so it's such a long period of time. It's longer than all the eras put together.
And in fact, I guess most of the Earth's history is the Precambrian.
Yes.
Well, I understand that the museum, the Smithsonian Natural History Museum,
yes.
sent you a letter thanking you. And even the letter had a mistake in it, glad to believe you.
Yeah. It said Kenton Sluffelbeam instead of Stufflebeam.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
they got your name wrong.
Yeah. And also for my town, they said Allegheny instead of Allegan.
Oh, no.
I know.
So they got the who and the where both wrong.
Yep.
Well, it's easy to see how they'd get the Precambrian wrong if they can't get Stufflebeam and Allegan right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've made a very strong educational contribution to the Smithsonian. How do you feel about this whole thing?
Oh, man. I feel so excited. I mean, I feel great. I mean, a lot of professors and people like that have went past that. And about 3 million people, the estimate, walk past that exhibit every year. I mean, I couldn't believe it for an 11-year-old to change a national museum. I mean, it's just amazing to me, I think.
Well, congratulations, and more important, thank you very much for making that right. Kenton,
you're welcome.
Thanks a lot for talking with us, too.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Kenton Stufflebeam is a fifth grader at Alamo Elementary School in Otsego, Michigan. And this week, the museum officially corrected the mistake, which has been on display since 1981, meaning that it is the very real end of an era.